when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world. You'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio listeners out there, all you family members. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Blood River Radio. Yes, sir, Blood River Radio. Hope y'all don't get tired of me saying this, but we are the only radio station in the United States of America, North America, and anywhere that really hones in specifically on fighting global white genocide, the Judeo-global white genocide, the Judeo-Bolshevik communist Satanist white genocide, the enemies of Christ is who the devil, through his officer corps, the Jew, is trying to exterminate from the face of the earth. By the way, folks, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm so proud to be here today. But I'll tell you in a few minutes, because you're all family members, I'll tell you what it took to get here today. We'll hold that in just a second. But by the way, I'll give you a date. Today is the weekend after Labor Day. It is September the 9th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty God, 2023. No name, not nary a one under the sun, can save any man other than Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ Almighty plus nothing. Nothing can save you. My wife was a cradle Catholic. You know, you can the holy water, you can have a billion gallons of holy water. It's not going to save you. Rosaries ain't going to save you. Nothing. And I've also said, this may be a little aside, the Baptists where I used to go to school, where I used to go to church, they're all hung up on alcohol. They're a lot like Sam. Sam's hung up on mainly more caffeine than alcohol. And I was telling you about that. I say caffeine, coffee's great, man. But I'll tell you what, and I told Sam, and I told my old minister, Blanket Road Baptist, if you were to drain Lake Superior, the largest lake of the Great Lakes, and you were to fill it to the brim with 100 proof alcohol, that would not be enough alcohol to send one man to hell, because it's not, you can't work your way into heaven. You got Jesus Christ Almighty, and that is it. It's not what goes into the mouth, it's what comes out. It's what Jesus said. Folks, I got a few little gab to tell you when we come back, but you know what? This is a Christian radio show, people. And so, you know, I'm going to say a little prayer, and I know Rand's going to say a little bit, and we're going to talk about a few scriptures tonight. But we're going to get some heavy-duty news. Don't you worry. We'll never forget the fire and brimstone. But right off the bat, I'm going to say a little prayer. Rand may even have one to say, because Rand's probably a hotter Christian than I am. Anyway, people, if you will, just bow your heads. Almighty Father, Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker that is all seen and unseen, the God of Elijah, the God of Elijah, the God of Enoch, the God of Abel, the first man in history who was ever saved through faith by having righteousness imputed to him through Jesus Christ. If I remember my old Bible, if I remember my Bible reading right, that's right. Abel was the very first man in history that was saved through faith. Jesus Christ imputed righteousness to him because of his faith. So was Enoch. Enoch walked with God. Enoch never died. Elijah. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Bartholomew, Tim. And the family. I wish I could remember the centurion. who told Jesus, speak not the word. If you you don't have to come to my house, just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. That's what it takes, faith. Anyway, Lord, if you will, please continue to bless and protect our dear friends, especially the ones in Florida who really dodged a major bullet down there in that horrible hurricane. Protect them. Look over us here in Blood River Radio, Liberty News Radio, all of our friends especially. And we have little Lizzie. Thank you for bringing Lizzie back to us tonight. It's so wonderful to have her back. And we really appreciate her, man. She is a whiz. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her into our life. And also, Lord, please look after Leslie Borey and Alfred Schaefer, who they're in jail now. They're rotting in the gulag. And also, please look over our dear sister Monica and keep the thugs, the Cheka, the Stasi, from putting her in prison up in Canada just for merely having thought crimes. If you would, Lord, please also never let us lose our courage and let our courage even get greater. And Lord, if you would, Lord, help us get into the streets. It's been so many years. We haven't done anything since Charlottesville. We need to take it in the street. We need to put the scare on these stinking, rotten communists. We need to scare the living hell out of them and give them something to be scared about. So, Lord, never let us lose our courage. Let us always ride to the sound of the gunfire with our bayonets razor sharp. And let's always do your service. Ask all this in Jesus' name, my man. By the way, Ram, would you like to take off on that? I know you said you had a scripture to read.
Yeah, sure, Eddie. I'd like to read a few passages from the first chapter of Psalms, if I could.
Sure.
And it starts, where it began, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So we know a
Amen.
Lot of folks, sisters, that's going to perish. And if we could, let's bow our head and pray. Let's
fire away.
Father in heaven, Lord, we just come to your throne, Lord, just to ask you, Lord, forgive the Christians, the ones that claim to be Christians, especially the white men Christians, Lord. We just pray that you will forgive us for becoming so complacent and so lazy.
Amen.
And sitting by and letting this demonic ruling class take over this beautiful place that you
yes.
gave us. And Lord, we just pray that you forgive us for that. And Lord, and we pray that you will give us the strength and the courage and the wisdom to take it back, Lord. And we pray that you will lead us through that and help us and guide us. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for Jesus, Lord, and thank you for his sacrifice, and thank you for having a chance to have salvation and one day having eternal life with you. And all these things we pray in his precious name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, and Lord, Rand mentioned to let our people, our white men, get some courage. Lord, it's written in the Bible that God hates a coward. I wish I had my Bible open to it. Adulterers. Matter of fact, it starts off with the fearful. These are the things that are an abomination to the Lord. I'm paraphrasing, but it's damn close. He despises a coward, an adulterer, a backbiter, a liar, a pedophile, someone who gives off a crooked scales. you know, when you're weighing wheat, a cheater, a counterfeiter. He hates all those. The list is on and on. But a coward, he lists a coward, the people that he hates, as the very first one. And don't give me that crap. God doesn't hate. It's a sin to hate. No, no. A good hate. You're supposed to have a good hate. God hated Esau before he was even born. God hated Esau in the womb. King David, the man who was after God's own heart, hated. Not which is hate. He said, I hate them, O Lord, with a perfect hatred. You know, Lord, Rand will be going to a break just any second, but you've got me stirred up already, buddy. Before I go, I'd like to make an announcement or two. I'm in a paradox. I did a 20-mile run today, but I had a monkey on my back because at any time I can have that supraventricular tachycardia kick in, and the next time might be the last. So I have an appointment at the VA. I'm supposed to see a cardiologist. I'm hoping they'll go ahead and do what they call an ablation to get rid of that bad tissue in my heart that kicks out those electrical impulses when they're supposed to. So keep me in your prayers there for that they can fix that, because I know for sure, I've been told, they say one of these days I'm going to be out there running, I'm going to keel over dead from this thing. But you know what? I can keel over dead sitting here because it's happened. I've had the attacks here. Also, one other thing. People, we've been asked to go to South Carolina for the Fall Fest. I'm contemplating going. But if you will, if anybody, not the people that donate every week, if you can, if you'd like us to go to South Carolina, if you could send us some donations, because we want to go October, we're supposed to be there October the 28th, I believe it is, if we go. So if you will, if you got any extra dollars, send us. If you want us to go to South Carolina, we'd sure appreciate it. Be right back, folks.
Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you
are. Here, Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. Listen, we got a little long. We read a few more scriptures than we usually do. If you've been around here long enough, you know, after the prayers, we always name the donors, which without the donors, we could not stay on the air. And we got, you know, the Bitter Ender sent us a donation, and he is so fun. That Bitter Ender can write. We got the, I dropped my little notes here. Hang on 1 second, people. Yes, we had the Bitter Ender himself sending a donation. Janice, my sister, my baby sister, Janice, up there in Gallatin, Tennessee. She is the Bearded Wonder. I think we're going to change the Bearded Wonder's name to the Vortrekker or Mr. Blood River, something like that, because he is a warrior. But we got to work on a new nickname. Anyway, we got Janice, my sister, Rich Hamlin's daughter, wife. She looks young enough to be his daughter. I got to check to make sure that marriage, that it was legal. No, I'm just kidding, y'all. And we have our buddy Jim in Washington State. He sent us a donation. But the old bitter ender, I'm going to grab and read this card right quick. Like, he sends the most beautiful cards. They're a picture on the front of the forest home. I'm sure that's what it's got to be. And he says, Eddie, just a little donation to help Blood River Radio keep on blooding the river of commies, the chosen people, and our diversity feral animals. And he skips on down here. He said, I'd like to send more, but my yacht payment was coming up, and I got all these women around here that cost a lot of money. No, he didn't say that. Y'all just joking there. He goes on down. He says, oh, well enough. He says, hey, let's cowboy up. Keep the skier on. Gene, the bitter ender. Oh, and he says, by the way, pass the Pepto-Bismol, because he knows how we are here on Blood River Radio. So I want to thank y'all so very much, because there's no way in heck we could keep going. Of course, last week we had, you know, our buddy from up there in Missouri. Yeah, got his envelope here somewhere. He says tough name. His tough name to pronounce. Is this right here? No, I don't see it. Well, here it is. Okay, yeah, Chuck from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. He sent a really nice donation last week. So did Jay-Z from Blood River Rodeo to his own AZ. It came in. It was really wonderful what they did. So I want to thank those people. We can't thank them too much. Anyway, go ahead and go back to you for a minute, Rand, because we're getting ready to take off and drop some napalm, buddy.
All right. Well, Eddie, I'd like to take a minute and say a few things about retired Major General Alexander Vladimirov, a retired general, Russian general. This general has wrote a 3-volume book. They call it the War Bible. It's the general theory of war. And General Vladimirov, he says this, talking about the war in Ukraine. He says nuclear war is the inevitable conclusion of the war in Ukraine. He said it's inevitable. Get ready for it. There's no other way out. It's going to happen. He says all it's going to take at this point is a political decision by Mr. Putin to say go ahead and do it. He said that he was sure that nuclear weapons will be used in this war, and from this, neither we nor the enemy have anywhere to go. Also in his book, he said, if you want peace, fight till you win. He said, if you want a long and everlasting strong peace, bury the hatchet on the territory of your enemy along with him. He goes on to say we need to prepare. He says we need to prepare the army, the state, the economy, and the population of our country for what's coming. And he goes on to talk about not just nuclear weapons, but different kinds of mass destruction, biochemicals, so on and so forth. They about fed up over there, I think, Eddie.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I think they don't have anywhere to go. Like we said on here last week, they're being pushed into things that they really don't want to do, but they're really going to have any choice. It's about their survival, because the United States, along with the West and NATO, they want to do Russia the same as they did Libya and Iraq, and the same thing they tried to do with Syria. They want regime change, and they want Russia and the leadership in Russia to go along with this. It's just not a new world order, I don't think. I think it's a new world army. I think they want a world army, and the higher ruling class in this country, in my opinion, are dependent on foreign troops just in case there is an uprising or rebellion in the United States Armed Services in all branches. I'm pretty sure there's foreign troops here in the United States. They probably have been for a very, very long time. But I think that you'll see that ramp up even more over the days and weeks and months to come. Because, you know, Dick Cheney, and I don't know the date, I don't have it in front of me right here, but it's it was about 20 years ago, 22 years ago or something like that. Remember, Dick Cheney talked about a 100-year war.
Yes.
These people want a long going. They want a long, consistent war because they want a long and consistent, fearful people. They want to keep us in fear. If it's not some kind of virus, it's a war, but they want to keep us in a constant state of fear. And you know, just this past week, so the United States, they don't want to negotiate. They just, I think it was on the 7th, well, I'm sorry, on the 6th, they approved another $600 million to go to Ukraine. And then the very next day approved another billion.
And by the way, who approved it anyway? Just, I mean, the Jews, because the Congress doesn't even have time to do that. I mean, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I like to ask them, right, who the hell is approving that? I don't remember approving that. I mean, here we are scrimping and scraping on Social Security, on nickels and dimes and peanuts. But go ahead, Rand.
You're exactly right, Eddie. Just take, for instance, the people in Hawaii that just suffered through those horrific fires, they got $700 a family. $700 a family, and all this money they send to the Ukraine, that's borrowed money. I mean, that's just debt. I mean, they just print. It's almost like Monopoly money. It's almost unreal, you know?
Here's something else, Rand. You know what? And how much of that money is really going into the war? How much of that money is going to all of our wonderful buddies, our Devil's Officer Corps in Tel Aviv and in New York City and back to Biden? I mean, they've got their how much money? And this may be, this isn't really a rabbit trail. That's why the Judeo banking and financial system that owns the Federal Reserve and the World Bank. So that's why they want to keep this Ponzi scheme going with this fake money. And that's why they want to go to a digital Federal Reserve digital coin, because they can, like we talked about this before, hope people don't get tired of hearing me saying it. They can, those coins will be programmed where they can tell you where you can spend your money in a specified, a limited geographical area, et cetera, et cetera. But see, and we had CW on the program about a year ago, and he said one of the reasons that they love this fake money so much is because that's how they can go keep these wars going. If we were on, I hear the music coming, I believe, but if we were on a real money system backed by gold and silver, they could not do that. They could do, people are getting ready to go to a break. Be right back.
Across the land, You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is wrapping up discussions at the G20 summit in India. In their concluding statement on Saturday, global leaders advocated for a fair and lasting peace in Ukraine, yet they refrained from directly censuring Russia for its incursion and instead emphasized the importance of respecting territorial boundaries between nations. Former President Donald Trump is reiterating his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
You know, if I was in third or fourth place, or if I wasn't running, I'd be living the life of Riley. I wouldn't be here with you tonight, but I'd be living there. I'd have nice houses all over the place. I'd be living a beautiful life. They wouldn't indict me. They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical general election against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. A Tennessee lawmaker says enough evidence has been gathered to start impeachment proceedings on President Biden.
Tennessee Republican Representative Andy Ogles on Newsmax announced it's go time to start impeachment proceedings against President Biden.
You know, my articles of impeachment can be offered as a privilege motion, which would trigger a vote within 48 hours. I mean, look, you've got tens of millions of dollars that have been accepted by the Biden family. The evidence is there. I mean, the country is in crisis and he's going on vacation. Come on. This is ridiculous.
I'm Lance Pry.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says 66 people are still missing after the wildfires in Maui last month. At least 115 people have been confirmed dead. The fires destroyed more than 2,000 structures and caused an estimated $5.5 billion in damage. And Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting Senate Democrats' demand for his recusal from an upcoming Supreme Court case, deeming it invalid. This is USA News.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. This is your dentist. Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So pick some up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have a precious listener text ran and said that we were going in and out, but that sometimes happens, you know. We were just talking about that. Everybody's mama has different internets. Like I have AT&T. Some people have Comcast. All these things I don't even know anything about. And people live in different areas of the country. Like Mr. Buddy lives over in Arkansas, and they can have a storm there where we won't be getting anything. So, but if there's any major difficulties, you can let me know or let the network know. But we haven't heard any other complaints. Normally, if anything major happens, the bitter ender, the Vortrekker, will let us know. So anyway, back to what we were talking about. Rand, do you have anything else to say about that war before I chime in?
Yeah, just a couple of comments. And the listener, he just messaged back and said we're loud and clear now. And I would just like to take a second to remind everybody, if you did go out during the opening, during the prayer and all, just remember the archives. You can go back tomorrow. Usually by lunchtime on Sunday, they're up. So you can go back and listen to the archives. I hope that wasn't a broad area. I hope that was isolated, but you never know. But, yeah, just another comment about the Russians and World War III is, you know, I just think, and you know, and I may be wrong, but in my opinion, I think the Russians, I think that they know more about and realize that this battle that we're in is just not a manly war, a physical manly war. I think the Russians get that it's a demonic war. I think they get it. At least it seems to me that they get it. From what did you see that Vladimir Putin says about them building more churches? I just think that they realize that this is something different this time. Like I said, that it's demonic, and I think they understand, and I think they prepared themselves and citizens for that. You know, as we all should be preparing ourselves and our families for it. But you know, where's everybody at today? Hundreds of thousands are all over the country. They're sitting in football stadiums,
watching the Tide.
Yeah, watching the Tide. Or the
Big
Bronx,
Orange.
Or,
the Tigers. You
know, yeah, the Big Orange. All the above. They're sitting in those. But anyway, Ed, if you got some comments about what we're talking about Russia, go ahead, and then we'll come back and take a few minutes and talk about college football for a second.
Oh, sure. You know, I was going to echo what you said with the Russians. The Russians know this. They said the Russians are going through a mass revival. They have been since Putin has been going there. And we said this before. We've got we've got Christ, the Friends of Christ, the Brothers of Christ Righteousness in Russia, fighting against that Julinsky and the Jew World Order. And everybody's mama knows that Jews are not Christian. I mean, they're worse. If possible, they're worse than the Muslims. Just read the Talmud. But you mentioned they know that who we're fighting against is Satan. Here's another scripture I read all the time. I think this was Ephesians, 5th chapter of Ephesians from the King James Version. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, a.k.a. Washington, D.C. But you know what? I'm going to say something about that war. I hope and pray it doesn't come. I've seen war, but I've never seen a nuclear war, thank God. And I hope nobody here sees it, but probably it's inevitable if you believe in Revelation. But here's the thing. We know who's pushing this war, Rand, in precious Blood River Radio. It's the same old people. It's the same old Devil's Officer Corps. It's the same old eternal Jew. The people that said, give us Barabbas. There's people that said, crucify him. The people that spit on churches when they go by. It's the same Jew. And they're hiding out over there in Israel and Tel Aviv and New York cities, anywhere there's major banks. I'll say this. If we do have to go to a nuclear war, I hope the very first warheads lands right slap dab. And I hope it turns the entire country of Israel, the so-called those Jews in Israel, I hope it turns it into like glass. Just it destroys every single one of those people. And then the second one, I would say New York, but I got so many friends that support this show from New York. So let's hit it. The United Nations building, the Federal Reserve, Washington, D.C. Just take out all these scumbags. And you know what? Even the state houses in each of the states are just as bad, if not worse, communist in the damn Washington, D.C. We got one right here in Tennessee, that sorry bastard. You know, so I hope that's what happens. I'm going to tell you something else, Rand. I want to call out the cowards, and you named them a minute ago. We got so many cowards in this movie. I had no idea how many cowards we have that are parading around like perfume princes. Oh, I'm a League of the South. I'm in the Klan. I'm in that. You know what? Where the hell are they? And you mentioned it. They're out there at the damn football game. But I'll tell you where somewhere else they are. They're in the damn high. They're in the high grass, especially after Charlottesville, when they thought their lily white butt was going to have to put their necks on the line. They're never nowhere to be seen. I'm going to tell you something else. People out there that you proclaim to be on our side, you say you're the League of the South, you say you know where the Jew is, but yet you do the unexplainable, something that it can't be rationalized. You attend two different camps. You hang on to people like Jared the Jew Taylor, who's leading people astray. And here's the thing. People say, oh, well, they don't know. They don't know. Yes, they do know. Here's the thing. They don't give a damn, Rand. They know that Jared Taylor's not real. They know that he's working for the sons of Satan, the Jew. They know he's a crypto Jew. And anybody that hangs around him is getting feces on them. So you know what? You lay down with dogs, you're going to get fleas. You keep hanging around with people like Jared Taylor to get the crumbs off his table, and you keep going to places like that have kicked out the League of the South, where the League of the South used to own. You keep going down there, and you know what? You're going to pay the damn price, but you have to make up your mind. You can't be in both damn camps, because I'll tell you what, when it hits the fan, Rand, my first bullet is not going to be for the darkies, and it won't even be for the officers' corps of the devil. It's going to be for these traitors. It's going to be for these fake bastards that are trying to get the few crumbs off the king's table. And they're going to go trotting off up here to Montgomery Bell and places like that and giving their little faggot-ass speeches, you know. I heard Rich was telling me there were more queers up there at Montgomery Bell this last time. He said you couldn't stir with the stick. He said little queers everywhere. So, you know, I won't have crap to do with those people, man. And I'm getting sick of the crap. I'm getting sick and tired of people getting, you know, proclaiming to be one of us, Rand, and they're stabbing us at the back at the same time. I'm just about, I'm talking to Dr. Hill about that pretty soon, but I'm just about had my wits in. I've come to my end of my rope. I'm going to start cutting some of these son of bitches loose. Anyway, back to you, Rand.
Well, Eddie, you're exactly right. And Jared Taylor knows, just like Billy Graham knew. Billy Graham knew who the real enemy was, but he wouldn't name it. He might have named it in his early years, but he wouldn't later on. And I guarantee you he knew. There's no way that he couldn't know. And, you know, I wish I would include it in my prayer, but the Lord knows that I pray it in my mind, and I pray it anyway. I wish he would give us some preachers with a backbone that would get up and preach what. And you mentioned Revelations earlier, you know, in the first couple of three chapters of Revelation, it talks about those seven churches. And only two out of those seven totally pleased Christ. Well, those two that totally pleased Christ, they named who the internal enemy is. It says
yes,
it there, Revelation 9:9. All they got to do is read it. And that's what pleased Christ most, was to name this enemy and make
yes.
people aware of it. And I just wish that we had more people that didn't have a noodle spine and would get a backbone and would say it and not worry about if they sold a daggum book or if they got a few dollars donation, but put the truth out there. The Lord will take care of you. If you'll preach his word the way he wants it preached, he'll take care of you. You ain't got to worry about a man's donation. It may one come through, but it'll be because the Lord let him send it. But he'll take care of you. He says he takes care of birds and sparrows. He will surely take care of his children. He just wants us to do his work. And we,
yes.
And Eddie, you're right. We talk about waking people up. And you may have said, I know you said it off the air to me before, and you may have said it on the air. All right, I'm awake, you awake. We know some other brothers that we, I hear the music coming. I'll finish up in a minute.
Yes, sir. We'll go right back to you as soon as this last break's over, Rand. Hang on, brother.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee, 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
The only thing that matters in the end is the Constitution. No, the Federalist Papers. No, the Magna Carta. No, none of that garbage matters. The gorilla was right. The only damn thing that matters is raw, naked force, raw, merciless force, and the Holy Spirit in your body in the King James Bible. You can take your Constitution, your Federalist Papers, and all that other crap, and just put it in the outhouse when you run out of toilet paper, like Grandpa did. That's what it's good for, unless you put... Unless you put a bayonet behind it, it's not worth a damn. Anyway, back to you, Rand.
And you know, Brother Eddie, the wrong entities have that power in this country right now. I'm not even going to call them people. I'm going to call them entities. That ruling elite, they're the ones that's got the power. And they're the ones that absolutely do not need it. That power needs to be took back from them. And like we said, it's got to be through Jesus Christ that we take it. But, just a couple more comments. I know we're wrapping up here, and I'm going to let you end it up. But we talked about, you know, being awake. You know, I'm awake, you're awake, several more people awake. There's a certain percentage in this country that are waking up. Okay, we're awake. It's time to act. What are we going to do?
That's right.
I mean, being awake's okay. That's great. But we got to act. We got to do something. We got to organize. We got to do something, and then just say, Jesus, take it away, lead us, guide us, because it's time to sacrifice, people. I mean, we're about to lose everything here. Our whole country is about to be overrun by non-Europeans. It's not many generations down the line that our grandchildren, our prodigies, they're not going to have a place. They're not going to have any place to go. And just take an example. Big cities, white flight, everybody, all the white folks moves out to the suburbs. Well, that's expanding, more people coming in. You're going to run out of places to go. You're not going to have anywhere to run to anymore. It's time to stop, draw a line in the sand, take a stand, and stand up for what's right and what's righteous, and let the chips fall wherever they fall. And I'm just real quick, because we talked about college football just a little bit earlier.
Oh man, how about them Memphis State Tigers? Don't forget them.
Yeah. And we talked, but about I want to talk about Deion Sanders. Prime time. Played at Florida State, two-way player, great athlete. Played NFL. I think he played pro baseball too. He's a coach now. He coached at a small college last year. Did real well. He's got a couple of his sons on the team. They all transferred to Colorado to Division I. Well, last week they beat TCU, and TCU was in the national championship game last year. So that was a big win for Colorado. Well, in his press conference, and I saw this on my phone because I don't watch it anymore, although there was a day that I loved it. I used to tell you the starting lineups on both sides of the ball for Tennessee. For years I could do that. But I can't anymore because I don't watch it. I catch myself looking for the score sometime. I have to admit that. But anyway, talking about Deion in his press conference, and I'm going to paraphrase, but y'all go back and you pull it up because they're making all kind of hoopla out of it. He's saying, what you think about us now? How you feel about us now? He said, but what you really don't like is you don't like a confident black man – sitting in this chair, talking about being a head coach at a major D1 school, and coaching, went on to say now, 75% African-American players. Think for a moment, imagine for a moment, any white coach in the country getting up and saying, you know, I'm a confident white man, I got a good job, I got a good coach, I'm a good coach, and I'm doing it with 75% white players. He'd be fired. If he said it at 3 o'clock, he'd be fired before the sun went down.
If he said it
after dark, he'd be fired before daylight. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that in. But you know, ESPN, I used to watch it, but they're so Jewed up too with that Paul Feinbaum on there and all these heart pulling, tugging on your heartstring stories about these black football players and where they come from and all this blah, blah, blah. But you see, the enemy, folks, Brother Eddie, the enemy is very deceivable. They're using this. Look at the people all over the country today that fill up these stadiums. They use all this. They're keeping them in their clutches. USA, USA. You can praise the USA at one of them daggum ball games, but you can't pray no more at one of them. That's terrible. And why people can't see that and say, daggum it, I'm fed up with this crap, I'm through with it, I just don't understand. It's been a long process of brainwashing. But anyway, go ahead, Eddie. Thank you, brother.
What you described with all those blacks coming to the football arena and basketball and et cetera, that was talked about in what they called the Kalergi Plan, I guess back in the 30s, 20s and 30s. They had a fellow, I think he was Japanese, and his mother was a Jew, or his father was a Japanese. But anyway, he came up with all this. And what amazes me, it happens like they talked about 100 years ago what they're going to do. So they're going to water down the white population, not just the United States, but worldwide. That's why we can't just have a League of the South. We're going to reach out nationwide, worldwide, because the struggle, Rand, is not just locally here in the South, Tennessee, now where you live in Alabama. It's worldwide. We're being attacked by worldwide, just like God exists on a worldwide plane, so does Satan. But the Kalergi Plan talked about that, and I'm going to tell you what, if you look, we have a book around us somewhere, it's not that long, the outline of the Kalergi Plan, and it's to come down exactly like they said, about flooding the Western typical white, what they used to call Christendom, and now in the New World, the United States and Canada, with non-whites, with people that hate non-white people, that hate white people. Also, come out with solutions. You know how I'm always hammering the Jews and Satan? Well, I'm going to tell you who's a more dangerous enemy than the Jews, and that is the modern-day evangelical church, the so-called church. They have been infiltrated. Satan has totally taken over them. They're totally blind. But you know what? And they're totally ignorant. But the sad part of it is they love their ignorance. They love their stupidity. They love the fact that they're traitor Judas goats their own race. Now, I know some of them who they just have a damn orgasm when they see a black come into a church. So I used to go there. But now also, the so-called evangelical churches, and I know I've said this 100 times, I'm repeating myself, just hang on, they worship my God, they love a Jew. They think that these Jews have their own special relation. And if I had a little few minutes, you can destroy anybody that can read the Bible with normal intelligence can tell that it's the biggest devil's lie there ever was. And that's how they're able to keep on putting this Holocaust crap off on us. But it never happened because everybody, they worship these Jews. They're so afraid of them. And also in hand, they have this Negro worship. So what we got to do, solutions. We need to do it again. Lord knows, I wanted to do it before now. We need to start attacking these churches. And when I say attack, I mean make our posters, get our bullhorns. I've only done it one time, and it got really hot. I had to leave because I was greatly outnumbered. More, younger, bigger, even a cop that came out of Bellevue Baptist Church telling me all these wonderful things they're going to do to me. They're going to body slam me. They're going to kick my butt, et cetera, et cetera. I told them, yeah, they probably would, but it was going to be expensive. But we have to do that. We have to, if we can't wake these fake Jew worshipers up, We have to attack them everywhere. We can't have to expose them with, like I said, our posters or bullhorns. Another thing we need to do, we need to start going around to National Guard and Army induction stations like they did in the 60s. And we need to hand out pamphlets with their bullhorns and tell them, stop shedding your blood, you 18 and 20-year-olds, for this Judeo world war. The people that hate you, the people that want to take your organs, the people that in their Talmud, in their precious book, that will tell you that you're considered donkey offal to them. You're considered donkey feces. They can take your heart, your lungs, your liver if they want to. If a Jew does it, it's okay. It's okay for a Jew to screw over a Gentile. Stop. Let's go around and tell those people that. Get the flowers. And if they run you off, go to another National Guard Army, stay there for an hour, and go back to the place where you got run off the first time. We have to do it. That's what we have to do. We got to wake these little airhead white guys up. Stop dying for these stinking Jews. And there's more, but we're about to run out of time. But how about that, Rand?
And you know, brother, it's not just that they go along with the race mixing and, like you said, get giddy when a Negro walks in the auditorium or whatever. But the homosexuals. I mean,
I forgot that. Go ahead.
Yeah, they welcome them in. You know, anything goes in the churches now, and the Bible totally that's in direct conflict. With what the Bible says. It's totally different than what the Bible, just like what I read a while ago about don't stand in the way of sinners. You know, don't.
They love their sin, Rand.
With the score. They love it. They love it.
You know what?
They love it.
They worship
Israel, which is, and I'm not talking about the tribe of Israel. I'm talking about that piece of land over there and the leaders that run it, the Jews. That's
Israeli occupied territory.
Yes, that's who they worship, you know. And they can do those Palestinians. We've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. And they can do those Palestinians over there just any way they take a notion. They can have apartheid. Nobody says anything about it. Treat them worse than dogs. Nobody says anything about it, you know. But
you know, Ren, we have a church here in Memphis, one of the oldest Baptist churches in West Tennessee, called First Baptist. I tell you where it is. It's down off of Parkway, which is used to be really cream of the crop. It's still very scenic. The original mansions in Memphis, a upper blue crust. I mean, upper class church. A lot of money there. They have a queer pastor, and they'll tell you when their sign out. They have a sign had for a while, a new way to be Baptist. They don't just have a, and you know what? They don't just have a queer in there. And they're proud of it. But Rand, they're proud of it. These people think gay pride is? They're sinning. They're admitting they're sinning. And not only that, they're proud of their sin. They're proud of it. And they're ramming it down our throat.
Yeah, they got men married to men that have high positions in the church, like the music directors and choir directors and such as that. I know some of them. I ain't gonna say firsthand, but second or third hand through other people that have those kind of positions in churches and are married, a man married to a man. I don't get it. Our Father in Heaven don't get it either.
And you know what? That's how happened in my life. That's happened in your lifetime. That's happened in my grandson's lifetime, just about. And he's only 29 years. He'll be 29 in November. Well, Rand, that's it, brother. I appreciate you coming in. I know you got to do some more farm work because you're a real guy. You got a real job working down there in the farm in Alabama. But I'll call you later, Rand. Well, dear Blood River Radio people, we're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We're going to bring on my sister who I've loved so much and so proud of, baby sister, Braveheart, bravest above the Braveheart, Monica Schaefer. Be right back, folks.